Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Sports Day.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
Let's break it down.
Break it down.
Tua has the inside track to winning the MVP this season.
He does.
Let's look back first before we go forward. Today, of course, is a huge one, but he's already made his case and he is the front runner. Started in week one, huge game against the Chargers, winning 36-34. A lot of people watching. It was an afternoon game. You think?
I don't know if a lot of people watching because there was a lot of games spread out.
But it was an afternoon game.
It was an afternoon game. It wasn't the prominent game, but it was, to me, the best game of week one, and he checked that box with an unbelievable performance.
Three boxes. He gets the win, he has a great game, and he wins the duel against Justin Herbert.
Yes, narratives matter.
Go up against the Patriots, you beat Belichick, give him a check there.
You own Belichick.
Broncos, you were basically perfect and scored 70 points.
We haven't seen 70 dropped in a long time in an NFL game.
Could have been more. Go to the Bills, you got handled. Okay.
But you get the Buffalo back at the end of the season.
Right. You got a chance to go up against Josh Allen again.
And
you get a chance to redeem yourself.
Week 18 could be for the AFC East division title.
We're all the Marbles. Yeah, that game's going to be exciting. So the Giants, you win 31-16. You do what you got to do.
New York market saw you.
Yeah.
They saw that you played well, even though you did have two turnovers, but you did outplay their quarterback.
Panthers, you show that you can come back from a deficit. You're down 14-0. Even though they're the worst team in the league, give them a check right there.
You did what you had to do.
Tonight! Let's talk about the boxes you have to check. I'm liking checking these boxes. Number one, everyone's watching. Huge game.
All eyes on you.
Play well. Check. Win the game.
Tua.
Check. And you know what the third check is?
Versus Jalen Hurts.
Exactly.
Yes.
Check.
Come on, we need the narratives. We need the subplots. And guess what, guys? This is a good subplot.
Woo! You do what you have to do tonight. You check those three boxes. Ooh, you are way inside on this track to win the MVP. Now, go ahead against the Patriots next week. Check whatever box you want. November 5th, Frankfurt, Germany, the Chiefs.
Sunday morning.
Ah. Breakfast of Champions.
While I go get my Vicky Bakery or Vicky Bakery, I don't know. I've always wanted to know the battle between Vicky.
Oh.
No, but there's Vicky also.
Oh, there's a...
There's a Vicky and there's a Vicky. I don't know. I've been trying to figure out who was first, who's better. Nobody wants to let me know. 305-567-05.
Now, if one of those bakeries wants to drop by some product and have us figure it out on the radio, we'll be more than happy to do that.
Whoever wants to drop off every Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon between noon to 4, and we'd like to try your beautiful bakeries and coffee.
Pastries and coffee and all of that. Cakes and sweets.
And we will give you the decision of who is the best bakery, but yes.
And I mean, Christmas is coming up. Panda Hamon, bring it by. We're ready. Okay, but yeah, the Chiefs. Sunday morning, so many boxes for Tua to check. Number one, the feature game of the week. Once again, that's a big deal. Everyone's going to be watching, or at least everyone's going to be talking about it. Number two, you play well. Check. Number three, you win the game. Check. Number four, you beat the defending Super Bowl champions. Oh, yeah, by the way, if you beat the Eagles, you defeat the NFC defending champions. And number five, you beat Patrick Mahomes. That's a lot of checks.
You're talking about the Chiefs.
Yeah, if you play the Chiefs.
Yeah, you beat the defending AFC champions.
You beat the Super Bowl champions in the same season, in three weeks, you would have beaten the two finalists
of the Super Bowl last year. And if you outplayed them, you would have beaten last year's MVP, and you would have beaten the runner-up to last season's MVP, and then you That would be...
You check all those boxes, it's a walk to the MVP after the Chiefs
game. Well, you
game.
Have a game where on Monday Night Football against Tennessee, if you put up some numbers on there, then, yeah, you're pretty much going to be the favorite to go. And then there's one game. But it's two games.
There's actually two games there's I'm two looking games. At right now, and I'm waiting for there's you to say it, games. And I agree. I already agree. I know what you're going to say.
And the great thing about this is both games are at home. And it's going to mean something. Christmas Eve, 425, against America's team, the Dallas Cowboys.
Everyone's home watching.
You beat Dallas, that's going to be the A-block. First story next day on every sporting show, sport news show across the country. Undisputed, First Take, Get Up. You know.
It's all they talk about.
All they're going to talk about. Our girl Joy with Speak. They're all going to talk about the performance the Dolphins did against the Cowboys. And if Tua lights up that defense, especially that defense.
That's a good defense with Michael Parsons and
Michael
those guys.
Michael Parsons. Woo! You're talking about Stephon Gilmore.
Yes, indeed.
Tank Lawrence. All of them. You're talking about you do that against that team. And especially in a game where both teams will probably need to win to solidify their playoff positioning. And you do that, then that leaves all that leaves is week 18 against Josh Allen.
There's still a lot of boxes to check. I think the Jets, November 24th in New York, it's a 3 o'clock game. You're playing up against
a
defense that is stingy.
Now I find out. 3 o'clock is 3 o'clock is the pregame. I thought it was 3 o'clock too. Because I have a theory that the NFL is gonna try to put two games on Black Friday starting soon.
Yeah.
And then maybe try to make it into a three games on Thursday and three games on Friday. But if you win
Black
the
Friday,
first inaugural
game,
the inaugural Black Friday game
against a defense that, let's admit, is stingy. They made Jalen Hurts look bad.
Against one of the best defenses in the NFL, and that hopefully gets healthy and strengthens and gets better. But you do well against that Jets defense, you pull out a victory.
That's a lot of checks.
It's a lot of checks.
You get the Commanders the next week. You got to do what you got to do. You get the Titans on a Monday night. Once again, all eyes on me.
That's a big, that's,
like Tupac.
Yeah. I'd say, yeah, that's going to be, two.
Get the Jets again. We've already talked about the Jets, the Cowboys. Ravens are a good team. Look what they're doing to the Detroit Lions right now. Is it still 28-0, or are they advanced to 35-0? I'm not asking if the Detroit Lions
have
scored.
No BS. It's 28-0. And they just got the ball on a turnover on downs.
So you get the Ravens on New Year's Eve.
Good. Oh, you know what? Those last three games are going to be tough.
But then you might get the Bills for a winner take the AFC East division / revenge game / MVP race runner-up / winner.
Low-key, that Baltimore-Miami game could be for the top seed in the AFC.
It could be. But if Tua can answer, and you know what? Do we expect him to answer and check every single box? No, it's the NFL. It's almost impossible. But if you check a lot of boxes, Vlad, Tua, very reasonably, to say right now, this early in the season, has a great chance to be the MVP this year. Going out,
wow.
not really going out on a limb. We've kind of walked our way through.
Nah, it's more and more you're looking at it, it is.
He's got
setting
every
up.
Opportunity, every opportunity.
It is setting up for him to win.
Let's
it
go out there
really
and get
setting
it done
up for him to win.
Get it started tonight, 8:30 in Philadelphia at the Link. Let's get to some headlines. Tyler Van Dyke did not play last night due to some leg and arm in hand injuries. In his place, Emery Williams. He led the Canes to a 28-20 double overtime victory. Corey Flagg had that big game-ending sack. Miami plays Virginia Saturday at 3:30. Jeff Wilson Jr., he has been activated off the IR. Fullback Alec Ingold, he is expected to play today as the Dolphins take on those Philadelphia Eagles at 8:20 tonight. The Heat finalized their roster yesterday, signing Drew Smith to a multi-year deal and putting Cole Swider on a two-way deal. They also waived Justin Champagny and Cheick Diallo. The season starts Wednesday, 7:30 at the Kaseya Center against the Detroit Pistons. Enter Miami. They fell 1-0 last night to Charlotte FC. And Charlotte FC has now made it into the play-in game. Enter Miami going home. Lionel Messi said, "This coming December is going to be the first December I've actually had a vacation in the past 20 years. Getting a little vacation time."
You said he's going to have his first vacation in 20 years?
Because he's always
been
playing.
Since he was 16?
Since he's been playing with FC Barcelona, 16 years old, and PSG, and international duty and everything like that. Because they're always in some type of cup or tournament, because they're always in the top of La Liga or Ligue 1. For those years, he was in PSG. Or he's got the international duty. So this December, I think he has like 2 weeks off, 2 or 3 weeks off. He's not going to know what to do with himself. He's never had this long of a break in his career. Loving Miami, I guess. Sam Reinhart had 2 goals in the third period, but it wasn't enough as the Panthers fell to the Canucks 5-3. Next up, winless San Jose Sharks. They are coming to town Tuesday at 7:45. Paul Maurice had to make some moves last night. He didn't like the way some of his lines were working, so he started off with his fourth line to begin the third period, and they responded. They got back into the game, tied it. They were down 3-1, tied at 3-3.
And lost.
And then lost. And well, there was an open netter at the end, so 5-3 sounds a little worse. It was really 4-3, but open netters count, so there you go. FAU fell to Texas San Antonio 36-10. They play Charlotte Friday at 7:30. FIU will face Jacksonville State Wednesday at 7:30. Now remember, Jacksonville State, not in Florida. It's in Alabama.
Wait, what?
Yes, sir. You didn't know that, did you?
No, I did it. You really just
blew
my mind.
You have me now second guessing myself.
No. I think you're right, but it's just crazy because you know it's universities. They got some crazy names.
Yeah, it's in the state of Alabama. Yeah, because I remember a guy for LSU named Ryan Perilou, who was a big time All American.
Oh yeah, was he? He ended up quarterback, right?
Yeah, he ended up getting in some trouble. And really,
is that what happened to him?
Yeah, well, he had gotten in trouble before he came to school. And then when he came to school, he was on like a zero tolerance thing. And to be honest, what happened behind the scenes, I can say this now because I'm sure the statute of limitations is up. He was at a bar in Baton Rouge one night, and they were kind of arguing with the bouncers, and a bouncer pushed his pregnant girlfriend, and it started a fight. And since he was on zero tolerance, they kicked him out of school, even though I think it would have been far worse if he wouldn't have fought a bouncer that pushed his pregnant girlfriend. But nonetheless, he ended up at Jacksonville State. I was like, oh, what's he doing over in Jacksonville, Florida? And they were like, oh, no. It's in the state of Alabama. I don't know why we went off on that tangent.
No, just famous people from the Jacksonville State area.
Yeah, Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State, one year they beat Ole Miss when they were still like an FBS school. I remember that. So proud of them, man. Hate Ole Miss. God. Zach Wheeler, wheeling and dealing. Phillies pitcher goes 7 innings, giving up 1 run. Philadelphia up 3-2 in their series with the Diamondbacks. While tonight, the Astros up 3-2 against the Rangers. Look to end the season for those Texas Rangers at 8 o'clock. Former Marlins owner Jeff Loria says he thinks Kim Ng did the right thing by leaving the organization because she was not properly rewarded for bringing the team to the postseason. He also kind of took a shot at Derek Jeter.
Why are you taking a shot at Jeter when Jeter hasn't been the general manager that hasn't owned a team in, what, 4 years?
He said he can't believe he came in and just fired everybody, including the talent, you know, scouts.
Who, Jeter?
Yeah.
When, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
But he hired Kim?
Yeah.
So what are you saying there?
He said Loria didn't like the way that Jeter
Loria doesn't like anything with Jeter because he took away that center field statue.
Oh, yeah.
That ridiculous.
But he put it outside. He didn't get rid of it. He didn't throw it in the city dump.
Whatever, man. Loria, do something with your life.
He's trying to sell some more artwork in a book that he has. I don't know what's going on. I know what's going on, though. We can always take a step into the day spa. A woman excitedly tells her husband that she's pregnant. In turn, he demands that she take a paternity test.
That means, you know, he might know that his swimmers aren't swimming, or Michael Phelps.
It's one of those things.
No, you know that you know when your swimmers aren't Michael Phelps.
They have been trying to have a baby.
Okay, so he knows those swimmers aren't Michael Phelps.
He took a guy's weekend.
And those swimmers aren't Michael Phelps. That's what he's letting you know.
How do you approach that? I'm going to ask you, Vlad, a tough situation. You and your old lady, she gets pregnant, and you have some doubts. How do you cross that bridge to being like, you know, I love you, I'm almost 100% sure, but just for sure, or maybe you say the insurance needs it or something like that. I don't know how you say, like, maybe we should just take a paternity test to be sure, because you don't want to go 18 years, and on the 18th year, find out it ain't his.
That's nasty work, man.
I hope I never am in that situation.
It's nasty work.
Nasty work.
If he's letting you know he wants to take a...
That means he's questioning you.
That means he's questioning you because he knows for a fact. Because you know. And you know when you go to the doctor and the doctor's like,
Yeah, that doctor kind of looks at you funny.
Like, there's no... Because here's the thing, though. What if he never told her that his guys can't swim?
Well, then there's definite questions.
No, it's the question. You know, obviously, but he's wrong for not letting her know.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you're going Monday Night Raw, and then all of a sudden, there's no, you know, there's nothing coming out. People are going to want to know why.
What?
So, yeah. So he knows he's not swimming up. His guys aren't swimming upstream, so he wants to know, how did this baby get formed?
I would ask that question, too, if tough situation right there. I'm glad I'm not in it.
Prayers to everybody involved.
Obviously. We're going to get back to Dolphins and Hurricanes talk, but real quick, in the next segment, we're going to take a quick break and talk about the upcoming heat season here on 560 WQAM.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready for Dolphins Eagles pregame, going to start at 4:00. Kickoff is at 8:20. It's one of those special nights where go all out. And I'm not just talking about the Dolphins and the Eagles. I'm talking about food, drinks, and fun. Of course, Wednesday is the start of the Heat's season. And recently, ESPN came out with their 2023-2024 rankings of watchability when it comes to all 30 NBA teams. Kind of just taking into the excitement and the high potential and the strategy and style. You know, all the other fun stuff. Worst team to watch? Not the Heat. It's the Washington Wizards, in their opinion. I can kind of see that. Coming to town this coming Wednesday, the Detroit Pistons come in at 29th. I'm not going to bore you with all the boring teams in the league. Portland's also up there. Got rid of Damian Lillard. Nonetheless, the Heat, as you would suspect, very low on the list. In at number 22. Some teams make scoring seem effortless. With the Heat, you notice the effort. That is true. You do see sometimes. But Tyler Hero is going to get you some extra points this year. They had a really bad offense last year, but you still got Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. I like it. Who starts at point guard, Kyle Lowry or Josh Richardson? Who do you think starts at point guard this year? I think it's going to be Kyle Lowry.
I think KL will.
I think in the preseason, he kind of seemed like he had a good grasp and he kind of knew how to make this engine run. So I do think Kyle Lowry is your starting point guard. Although I do like Josh Richardson a lot. I think he's going to make a huge difference on the team this year. Still got the question marks surrounding Nikola Jovic, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Haywood Highsmith got some issues. So they're saying, you know, the Heat is not the sexiest style of basketball, but I also feel as though, I don't care about being sexy. I care about being in the finals. I care about going deep in the playoffs. I care about winning championships. You know, that's the funnest type of basketball to watch, Vlad. Because I watch the Pelicans. They're a very exciting team to watch. They don't win anything.
Your boy is in shape, man.
I know.
I saw him the other night.
Got to stay healthy, though.
He's looking like, hey, man, he got all those side chicks, all those porn stars out of his system. He was dunking, stealing the ball. Yeah, it looks good. Man. It's going to be a great NBA season. So much parity. So many teams that are going to be competing for playing spots. Seeding is going to be
You got the midseason
important.
Tournament?
Yeah, I'm still,
But the games count, though, towards the regular season, too. So that's
Yeah, but you know what? Some teams will, hey, let me get a week off in December. Like, those are, like, think about it right now in the NBA. You get a week off in December, and then you get another week off in February, right, during the All-Star break. So they can't say that. They're not trying to help these players and these teams.
That's why they can't rest that much anymore.
Well, yeah. I don't mean, but of course, you got, you know, LeBron's like, I'm not going to rest.
Oh, I think the players are going to do what the hell they want to do.
I'm like, I'm not going to rest. Like, I don't care. See, here's the thing, guys. Do we really care about the regular season?
I do.
Okay, because we work. But if you ask every Heat fan right now, or even Panthers fan right now, they'd rather fast forward these next 82 games and just put them in the playoffs. That's it.
I've always
like simulate the games, give them a record, and then just be like, all right, you're 44-38, you're the fifth seed. Okay, the Heat fans will be like, all right, cool. They're not afraid of taking on anyone. You think the Miami Heat are afraid to take on anyone? Put it this way. When teams look at, okay, we're the one seed. Wait a minute. Miami's between that 7 and 8, huh? Maybe we might want to lose this game to, you know, Charlotte. Maybe we might want to lose this game to Orlando, slip to the 2 seed and not have to face Miami. Miami and the Florida Panthers are teams that nobody want to face in the playoffs, so they don't want to. They rather them win, so they don't have to face them in the first round. But it's good, like I told you, bro. You cannot look at this upcoming 23-24 season for either team. If they struggle, you'd be upset. And if they do well, you're just going to be like, well, that's what you expect from those teams. It's a weird position.
I'm withholding judgment at least till the very, very end of the season. And at that point, I'm still going to be like, if you're in the playoff hunt, do what you got to do. I am saying, I think one of the reasons why, especially the Heat, are so dangerous in the playoffs is because, Eric Spoelstra has said this, we learn who we are, what works and what doesn't work during the regular season. So I think the regular season is important. I also like the narrative. I like the story. I like following the players. I like game to game. I like looking back and saying, oh, remember when we lost 3 games and we thought we were the worst team in the league and then we went on an 8-game winning streak and we realized we figured out this and this. I like that, man. Nonetheless, the Pelicans' 15th most watchable team in the NBA, right ahead of them, San Antonio. I will say Victor Wembanyama is the entire reason why San Antonio is one of the more watchable teams in the league. He is, and I mean this in the nicest way, a freak. He can block you.
He's
a shooter three. He can rebound. He can play point guard. He can do it absolutely. Indiana Pacers. What in the world? I don't want to watch a Pacers game. I don't want to watch a Cleveland Cavaliers game. I mean, are Cleveland and Indiana more exciting to watch than the Heat? I would not say that.
I guess Donovan Mitchell is more exciting player to watch.
Is Tyrese Halliburton really getting you to turn the knob?
Halliburton's a good player.
He is a good player. Miles Turner? He'd have been great with the Heat. Max Strus. I mean, that's a reason you were going to watch the Cleveland Cavaliers, right? See what Max Strus does?
Cheers.
Don't worry. You'll get to see plenty of Gabe Vincent because the Lakers are on every single night of the week, it seems like.
No, you'll see him Tuesday.
Oh, goodness. Oh, yeah, that's right. They're opening the season, right?
Yeah, they open the season against Denver.
It's going to be them. They're their only game on?
No. Then Golden State versus Phoenix.
Okay. At least they start the season off pretty exciting.
They basically let you know they really love the West.
Obviously, yeah. And this is the thing. Everybody's like, oh, the Lakers are always on. Well, the teams out on the West, there's not that many of them, to be honest. You have, of course, Lakers, Clippers, Portland. And then
whole division can make the playoffs.
Right.
In the West. Right. Like, the whole division didn't make the playoffs last year.
But what I'm saying, as far as late-night games, you don't have a lot of choices. They have to be playing at Phoenix,
bro. I don't
LA,
care. I'd rather wait
Portland.
Up for... Listen, I will stay up for a Sacramento-Phoenix game.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Sacramento.
I will stay up for a Sacramento-Golden State game.
Oh, no, I will.
I will stay up for a Lakers-Clippers game. Like, the West has... Don't get it twisted. The West has
No, but what I'm
teams.
Saying is, a lot of the times you are kind of limited in who you're going to get to watch on that late-night game because...
No, you're not.
Because some of the West Coast teams, like New Orleans, are in the Central Time Zone. They don't want to get tipped off at 9, 10, 11
That's why they tip off at 8 p.m. So
right.
If New Orleans is on a televised game, they're going to be the first game.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But the late game, that's why you're kind of limited to only a couple teams.
You're not limited. You're limited.
At home.
No, you're not. You have It's just that there's certain teams that are more exciting. You're not limited. You have Denver. Doesn't Denver start at 10:30?
Yes.
Okay.
They're in the Mountain Time Zone.
Okay. So you have Utah, even though Utah is not good. You have teams that you can start at 10:30, 10 p.m. Portland when they had Dame. You had teams where you could start at 10:30. The other teams, if it's the Dallas, you're not going to start. You're going to start Dallas at 8 p.m.
Dallas, San Antonio, New Orleans, Minnesota. Those are teams that you're not going to start at 10:30 at night.
8 p.m. That's why they're
right. But what I'm saying, the late game, you are more limited than the East Coast games that you can do at 6 or 7, everybody.
If you're saying there's just certain teams that, there's just certain
teams. They prefer
teams
certain teams. Granted, I get that.
But you just know those teams are going to be big markets, which is Los Angeles, San Francisco.
Right. Television networks, they play favorites not because they like a certain team. They worry about the ratings. And if you're like, why do the Lakers get so many games and they suck? It's because it moves the needle. Don't get it twisted. Don't be upset. It's all about ratings and money.
I don't understand why Heat fans are upset. Your ass is on TV every day when the big three was up.
Don't worry, they'll have us here Christmas Day and all the other holidays, so...
Yeah, I wonder if they had that...
This is my favorite argument about every fan base. I'm not singling out Miami. We're not on national TV enough. We should be on national TV. Look at our record. We get no respect. So you do get on national TV. I'm not watching that. I'm watching the local broadcast. What? You bitch and moan about wanting to be on national TV, and then when you're on national TV, you're like, I'm not watching that garbage. And then you complain that if you do watch it, they're so biased for the other team. Huh? What? Why do you want to be on national TV so bad? To get our respect. Do you feel disrespected if your team's not on national TV all the time, Vlad?
No, I have streaming services. I can watch my team. Like, what do you, the only people that are bitching and complaining is the team, people that can't watch their teams through a other source.
No, there you go.
That's the only reason why. So you only could get you watch your team on free. Which means if you only could watch your team free, that means you don't even have cable to watch them on their local cable channels.
Right.
Like, anybody who's bitching about the Heat, that means you don't got Bally's? You don't got Bally's, son? Like, get Bally's, son. You're not going to be, my team's not. No, you'll be able to enjoy your team.
I do want to ask you real quick, Vlad.
Go ahead.
When your team plays a national game, do you watch the local or the national?
Depending on the national announcers.
I always watch national because I like to see what an outside, quote-unquote, neutral party has to say about the team. I can always watch my team on the local broadcast, but when it goes national, I like to hear what the national people have to say, whether it be positive, negative, or maybe they give me a different perspective on watching the team. So when the Heat play national games, I watch the national guys, and then the rest of the time I'm there with Eric Reed and John Crotty and Jason Jackson and... just everybody, Amy Audibert and the whole squad, because I mean it's like a holiday. You get a holiday and watch what the national people have to say. Kind of get a little different of a perspective. I don't know.
No, I like to hear the national because I mean
you don't get it every day.
You don't get it every day, so you kind of want to hear what other you don't really know what other people are saying unless you watch the first takes and all stuff like that. But so you kind of want to hear how the national media. Like the pundits have to say about your team, but after a while, it's like, who cares, man?
Yeah, honestly, though, if an announcer nationally isn't being nice to the Heat or the Pelicans, it doesn't really upset me very much. I either just chalk it up to they're either being honest, they either don't like the team, or they're just not very knowledgeable. They're just reading what's handed to them. I don't go, Reggie Miller hates us. It's like, no, I don't think Reggie Miller hates any team. And I'm not, when I say us, I mean just your local team, whether it be the Heat, whether it be the Pelicans, whether it be the Knicks, whether it be the Sacramento Kings. It's just one of those things. And they're never going to be as homer as your hometown team. But with that being said, get ready. Wednesday night, 7:30, Detroit's coming to town. You can hear the game right here on 560 WQAM. That's something. Up next, though, going to do a little something or nothing here on Sports Day, 560 WQAM. Get down.
Get down.
Ah, we ride now. Easy like Sunday afternoon. Sunday night gonna be no joke. We're gonna get into later, lad, what you and I are gonna do for the game. Probably not you and I together, but nonetheless. Although I did invite you to come to Premium Pasta with me, which is very romantic.
Yeah, I'll be working, bro.
I'm buying.
You know? Come to the Dania Improv. I'll be working.
Oh, crap. Hell yeah. We're gonna get into that. Got a lot to get into. Let's peel the curtain back a little bit. During the commercial break, I'm going to stand by this statement. Watching professional and even college, especially female bowling, bowling's a fun spectator sport if you're watching it on TV.
We were into it. We were getting into the speed bowling.
They got a guy that looks just like Bob Ross, and they're doing bowling derby, which is at first what we thought it was. Basically, you try to bowl as many strikes as you can in like 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So you just go from lane to lane. They just keep setting you up, and you just keep throwing. And if you can get however many strikes in, I'm guessing, 2 minutes, you win the bowling derby, and they tied. Bob Ross and some little pipsqueak tied. But, man, we were into it,
They
man.
Got some girls, man.
Dude, so.
I'm not saying they, you know.
A couple of weeks ago, I was at 26 Degree Brewing in Pompano Beach like I do on Wednesday night for trivia. And me and my dude, Dolphin Dave, and his sister Carol, it was Wichita State versus Mount Mary or something. Women's bowling. Mesmerizing, man. And every girl wears glasses. I don't know. There's apparently an advantage to not wearing contacts when you bowl and wearing glasses. And they had some bad ones, man.
Okay.
Wichita State's my women's bowling program of choice.
Really?
I'm going on the record. But bowling is fun. It's fun to watch on TV. Now, will I go in person? No. And you know me and physical athletic activities, those days are past. But do you ever like go play a pickup game or
football? I haven't. It's been a minute. I really would love to.
Oh, you would?
I would, yeah. Just to see if I still got it, but no. I see, I'm like, them kids are younger and faster and stronger. Nah, that's cool.
I'm worried I might catch that, see what I got. I got that torn ACL. I don't want to do it. Also, we appreciate all your texts at 305-567-0560. Also on the Twitch and the YouTube Live. Just put 560 WQAM. One texter from 419 says, "Hey, Dan, we're having Lake Erie fried perch up here in Ohio, Zonk and Shula territory. Go Fins." That's how you do it for a big game right there. Already up in Ohio, some Lake Erie fried perch. That's what I'm talking about. And Cabbage Roll Pauly. Nobody does it like Cabbage Roll Pauly, Vlad.
Nobody does.
He's given the 1-2 punch. Last night, he says he got hammered watching the Canes win. Now, he is going to Last Call Saloon. Last Chance Saloon for 3-for-1 drinks for the Dolphins game. On his way.
That's nice.
Cabbage Roll Pauly, I salute you. That's something.
Drink one for me.
I mean, while you're getting 3-for-1, get 2 for me, man. I'm going to try to get the Prima Pasta tonight and maybe throw down a couple Peronis or something while I watch this Dolphins game and maybe some eggplant parm. I don't know. We're going to get into all that later. But what we're going to get into right now, as always, a little something or nothing, running through some things. Vlad will let me know whether it is something or nothing. And we're going to start things with this. Michigan State apologizes for putting an image of Hitler on the big screen before the game yesterday between them and Michigan. Is that something or nothing?
Yeah, it's something. It's something bad for Michigan State. Hasn't been a good month for Sparty.
PR team over there, not feeling good.
Hasn't been a good month for Sparty. Sexual harassment allegations with their former coach, yeah. Mel Tucker. And then now you put in Hitler.
So there was a trivia question on the big screen before the game. Apparently, what's the birthplace of Hitler? How that got through the gatekeepers, I have no clue.
Yeah, remember, last line of defense. So nobody thought, let's look at the questions here.
If I'm the scoreboard operator, I do one of these. Nope.
Okay, Ann Arbor. Okay, we're taking on the Wolverines, Michigan. Okay, so, haven't beat them in a long time. And where's the birthplace of Hitler? Yeah, okay, everything's good. No, really? Like, somebody should have said something?
It's enough to have a trivia question about Hitler, which you probably shouldn't do in this country or a lot of countries.
Not at this time right now.
Number two, they put up a picture as the answer. How does that get through?
I don't even care if you're trying to say that Michigan, your arch rival. There's no connotation with that. Like that's just bad by Michigan State. But explains the situation they're in now.
Yeah. Whew. Moving on to, I guess, lighter subject matter. Signs point to Christian McCaffrey playing tomorrow night against the Vikings. Of course, we know that Deebo Samuel is out for 2 weeks. Is that something or nothing?
Something for whoever has Christian McCaffrey on their fantasy team.
A lot of people think Christian McCaffrey can just rest because they're playing the Vikings. But one thing about the Vikings is they can play you and I, Vlad, or they can play the Super Bowl champions. It's going to be like a 2-3-point game. They'd love to keep it close.
Yeah, they're going to lose.
They'll love to keep it close, though, man.
But they will lose.
But Christian McCaffrey, yeah, especially for fantasy, you want Christian McCaffrey playing in that game. I think if you're the 49ers, you want as much firepower as possible. Without Deebo, go ahead and get it. What is it? What do they call him? CMC?
CMC.
That guy can play, though. Speaking of, 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne are going to release a joint album. It's called Welcome to College Grove next month. Is that something or nothing, Vlad?
Wayne's coming out with a lot of stuff. He just came out with a little prequel to the 6. The Carter 6 should be coming out soon. And then now he's coming out with a joint collab with 2 Chainz. It's something. Yeah, it's something for the music lovers. Hopefully it comes out in this is the fourth quarter of the year.
It's in the month. Next month.
Next month. Well,
just in time for the holidays, baby.
Just in time for the fourth, at the end of the fourth quarter of the music year.
Nothing says happy Thanksgiving, Merry Kwanzaa, Happy Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, like a little 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne collabo.
I hope Fabulous drops a soul tape for Thanksgiving.
F-O-B-O-U-L.
Yes, I need a soul tape.
You know how he got his name like that, huh? How he got it, F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
Yeah. I know. Do you?
Yeah. He was one time freestyling when he was like an unknown rapper at, I guess, New York City, some show. And he just misspelled it because it fit the rhyme. And they're like, you should stick with that. And he stuck with it.
Yeah, DJ Clue and all of
that. Okay, so that was a correct guess.
Yes.
Because I remember the story and being like, wow.
Yes.
Speaking of that, we got to clear some dates on our calendar. Sorry. I know our dude, Alejandro Solano, who's coming in next. He's clearing his calendar, too. May 21st, 24th, 25th, 26th. Kaseya Center.
Bad Bunny.
It's Bad Bunny. Oh, 4 nights. Doesn't mean the tickets are going to be cheaper. 4 nights,
yeah,
though.
Because, yeah, you know the station ain't going to give you anything.
And not for an indoor concert. No. Although, Mijo, if you're listening, we love you, Mijo, from Power 96.
Nah, they're going to keep
DJ Zog.
They're going to keep you themselves. Don't worry. That's why I'm going to whoop their ass in fantasy.
I just need two.
I need two, too.
I'll sit in the Raptors. I don't care if I'm on the last row.
I tell you this right now, Mijo. You gave me 2 tickets for Bad Bunny. I'll sit all my starters.
Mijo, you can win this league if you give me 2 tickets for Bad Bunny. I'll take a dive.
My starters.
Take a dive. He already beat me this season, so I can't really.
I already beat his ass.
He beat me pretty bad. Nonetheless, he beat me by 4 points, so nonetheless. Man, 2 tickets. Now, Bad Bunny does have a new album out. It's not, you know, the stuff that we usually play here, like Después de la Playa, Our Party, Our Titi Mi Pregunto. It's more, they say trap. He's getting back to his trap roots, which to me means a little bit
That's
slower.
What a lot of people were saying, that it's going back, he went back to his trap.
It's more about slower, more about the message and the words that he's singing, which to me is not that good because, A, I like the booty dance and get down music, and B, mi español es malo. So it's kind of hard to follow sometimes. But I'm going to give it a listen. It's probably a grower, as they say. The more you listen to it, the more you love it.
Okay.
But Bad Bunny, that last album, man. Bangers. Okay. We'll see. I listened to Monaco the other night. It was a little slower than I thought, Bad Bunny. Come on, Benny. Help us out. Did you know Loch Ness Monster's home over there at Lake Loch Ness is still one of the most visited spots in the United Kingdom, Vlad? Something or nothing.
You're not going to see him. Why are they going to the man's
pictures.
House?
They got pictures.
Yeah, like the same way they had Bigfoot the other day?
They got pictures.
There ain't no pictures, man.
I got pictures.
It's nothing.
That means it exists.
No, it doesn't.
I'm talking about something else. A woman's sister is mad at her for picking a baby name without getting her own sister's blessing. Something or nothing.
Wait, what?
So a woman had a baby and named her baby, and the sister's now mad because she didn't ask her sister, like, hey, I'm thinking about naming my baby this. What do you think? The sister's mad. Even though it's not her baby and she's not a surrogate.
She's upset because the sister didn't ask her.
Yeah, for her blessings to name the baby what they wanted.
Did you sleep with me to have this baby?
Just saying.
Yo, people got, man, whatever. Why don't you make your own baby?
I know, and she wasn't a surrogate or anything. So
no, that's what I'm saying. Why don't you make, no, when people have craziness like that, that's because they probably can't find a man or not going to have a chance to have their own baby. So they really, man, listen, I've seen it within my own family.
Uh-oh.
Where, you know, a cousin has a little baby, and then all of a sudden everybody's, they all the women start getting baby fever, and they start realizing, oh, I can't have a baby no longer. And they go overboard as if they're the surrogate mother or if they're the second mother.
Right.
No, get your own.
Kind of like this story, or maybe you don't. A woman, she withdraws wife privileges because her boyfriend will not propose to her. Something or nothing.
She what?
Withdrew wife privileges.
What do you mean? She's not giving him none?
No sex, no cleaning, no cooking, none of that.
Because?
He won't engage. He won't propose. If you don't want to be my husband, if you don't want
to
be your
got,
wife.
But guess what, my mom's, I already got it before we were engaged.
Yeah, like, but you can't take it away.
You can't take it away all of a sudden. I'll just move on to the next one.
There you go. Now, obviously, you don't want to marry her.
Clearly, he doesn't want to marry you. So, yeah, but you already gave up the milk, but baby. Moo moo.
A husband's mad because he can't do what he wants to do after having kids. Is that something or nothing?
A husband is mad.
Can't go out with the guys, can't get drunk, can't hook up with other women.
Of course it's something. All men who have kids have to go through that.
Somebody was telling me the other day, like, you know, everything changed when we had kids. He started going out and partying and getting wild. And I'm like, I thought it would be the opposite. Like, if you have kids, you're supposed to be like, all right, I got responsibilities now. I can't just be like willy-nilly partying with people. I don't know.
Maybe it was our boy.
I didn't want to tell her. I was like, you might have some deeper problems if your man's staying out on it. She said he didn't come home one night. I was like, and he's hanging out with his coworkers a lot. I was like, oh. Mm. I looked at the person I was with, and she was like, no, you keep your mouth shut. And I was like, I ain't getting involved. I'm not, Don't let me be the voice of reason in this situation, because it ain't gonna be pretty, mama. Speaking of mamas, a mother bans her mother-in-law for babysitting after she changed the grandson's diaper, but the mother feels as though it was an invasion of the baby's privacy. Something or nothing. I mean, it's the grandmother. She can look at his ding-dong. He doesn't know the difference.
I'm just saying. It's nothing. I really get, it's weird out when families start acting ridiculous over because of grandbabies, of children that are born into the family. Like the one where you're saying, oh, I'm upset. Like the sister being upset that her,
right,
her expecting sister is not, didn't allow her to help picking a name. Like, yo, why don't you find yourself a man? Huh? Pick yourself a man.
Yeah, get yourself a baby and name it whatever the hell you want. Geez, you don't need my blessing.
And although, now this? Come on, man. People are stupid.
Sergey kind of got me. He says the problem is she wanted to name the baby Dan Day. Well played right there. Also, this woman that's mad at her mother-in-law kind of boxed herself in because she just lost a free babysitter.
I know, right?
You're not about to be around my child anymore. Your grandchild anymore. Okay. Enjoy that $20, $30 an hour plus refrigerator privileges and, you know, whatever else happens in the house. I don't know. 1 hour away from Dolphins pregame. Vlad and I are going to get you the pregame next here on 560 WQAM.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Get down. We ride now, easy like Sunday afternoon. Sunday night gonna be no joke. We're gonna get into later, lad, what you and I are gonna do for the game. Probably not you and I together, but nonetheless. Although I did invite you to come to Cream Pasta with me, which is very romantic.
Yeah, I'll be working, bro.
I'm buying.
You know, come to the Dania Improv, I'll be working.
Oh, crap, hell yeah, we're gonna get into that. Got a lot to get into. Let's peel the curtain back a little bit. During the commercial break, I'm gonna stand by this statement. Watching professional and even college, especially female bowling, bowling's a fun spectator sport if you're watching it on TV.
We were into it. We were getting into the speed bowling.
They got a guy that looks just like Bob Ross, and they're doing bowling derby, which is at first what we thought it was. Basically, you try to bowl as many strikes as you can in like 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So you just go from lane to lane. They just keep setting you up, and you just keep throwing. And if you can get however many strikes in, I'm guessing, 2 minutes, you win the bowling derby, and they tied. Bob Ross and some little pipsqueak tied. But, man, we were into it,
They got some girls, man.
Dude, so.
I'm not saying they, you know.
A couple of weeks ago, I was at 26 Degree Brewing in Pompano Beach like I do on Wednesday night for trivia. Me and my dude, Dolphin Dave, and his sister Carol. It was Wichita State versus Mount Mary or something. Women's bowling. Mesmerizing, man. Okay. And every girl wears glasses. I don't know. There's apparently an advantage to not wearing contacts when you bowl and wearing glasses. And they had some bad ones, man.
Okay.
Wichita State's my women's bowling program of choice.
Really?
I'm going on the record. But bowling is fun. It's fun to watch on TV. Now, will I go in person? No. And you know me and physical athletic activities, those days are past. But do you ever like go play a pickup game or...
Nah, bro, I haven't. It's been a minute. I really would love to.
Oh, you would?
I would, yeah. Just to see if I still got it, but nah. I see, I'm like, them kids are younger and faster and stronger. Nah, that's cool.
I'm worried I might catch that, see what I got. I got that torn ACL. I don't want to do it. Also, we appreciate all your texts at 305-567-0560. Also on the Twitch and the YouTube Live. Just put 560 WQAM. One texter from 419 says, "Hey Dan, we're having Lake Erie fried perch up here in Ohio, Zonk and Shula territory. Go Fins." That's how you do it for a big game right there. Already up in Ohio, some Lake Erie fried perch. That's what I'm talking about. And Cabbage Roll Pauly. Nobody does it like Cabbage Roll Pauly, Vlad.
Nobody does.
He's given the 1-2 punch. Last night, he says he got hammered watching the Canes win. Now, he is going to Last Call Saloon. Last Chance Saloon for 3-for-1 drinks for the Dolphins game. On his way.
That's nice.
Cabbage Roll Pauly, I salute you. That's
drink,
something.
Drink one for me.
I mean, while you're getting 3-for-1, get 2 for me, man. I'm going to try to get to Prima Pasta tonight and maybe throw down a couple Peronis or something while I watch this Dolphins game and maybe some eggplant parm. I don't know. We're going to get into all that later. But what we're going to get into right now, as always, a little something or nothing, running through some things. Vlad will let me know whether it is something or nothing. We're going to start things with this. Michigan State apologizes for putting an image of Hitler on the big screen before the game yesterday between them and Michigan. Is that something or nothing?
Yeah, it's something. It's something bad for Michigan State. Hasn't been a good month for Sparty.
PR team over there not feeling good.
Hasn't been a good month for Sparty. Harassment allegations with their former coach, Mel Tucker. And then now you put in Hitler.
So there was a trivia question on the big screen before the game. Apparently, what's the birthplace of Hitler? How that got through the gatekeepers, I have no clue.
Yeah, remember last line of defense. So nobody saw it. Let's look at the questions here.
If I'm the scoreboard operator, I do one of these. Nope.
Okay, Ann Arbor. Okay, we're taking on the Wolverines, Michigan. Okay. So, haven't beat them in a long time. And where's the birthplace of Hitler? Yeah, okay, everything's good. No, really? Like, somebody should have said something?
It's enough to have a trivia question about Hitler, which you probably shouldn't do in this country or a lot of countries.
Not at this time right now.
Number two, they put up a picture as the answer. How does that get through?
I don't even care if you're trying to say that Michigan, your arch rival. There's no connotation with that. Like that's just bad by Michigan State. But explains the situation they're in now.
Yeah. Whew. Moving on to, I guess, lighter subject matter. Signs point to Christian McCaffrey playing tomorrow night against the Vikings. Of course, we know that Deebo Samuel is out for 2 weeks. Is that something or nothing?
Something for whoever has Christian McCaffrey on their fantasy team.
A lot of people think Christian McCaffrey can just rest because they're playing the Vikings. But one thing about the Vikings is they can play you and I, Vlad, or they can play the Super Bowl champions. It's going to be like a 2-3-point game. They'd love to keep it close.
Yeah, they're going
to
lose.
They love to keep it close, though, man.
But they will lose.
The Christian McCaffrey, yeah, especially for fantasy, you want Christian McCaffrey playing in that game. I think if you're the 49ers, you want as much firepower as possible. Without Deebo, go ahead and get it. What is it? What do they call him? CMC?
CMC.
That guy can play, though. Speaking of, 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne are going to release a joint album. It's called Welcome to College Grove next month. Is that something or nothing, Vlad?
Wayne's coming out with a lot of stuff. He just came out with a little prequel to the 6. The Carter 6 should be coming out soon. And then now he's coming out with a joint collab with 2 Chainz. It's something. Yeah, it's something for the music lovers. Hopefully it comes out in this is the fourth quarter of
the year. Next month.
Next month. Well,
just in time for the holidays, baby.
Just in time for the fourth, at the end of the fourth quarter of the music year.
Nothing says happy Thanksgiving, Merry Kwanzaa, Happy Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, like a little 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne collabo.
I hope Fabulous drops a soul tape for Thanksgiving.
FOBOULO.
Yes, I need a soul tape.
You know how he got his name like that, huh? How he got it, FABOLOUS.
Yeah. I know. Do you?
Yeah, he was one time freestyling when he was like an unknown rapper at, I guess, New York City, some show. And he just misspelled it because it fit the rhyme. And they're like, you should stick with that. And he stuck with it.
Yeah, DJ Clue and all.
Okay, so that was a correct guess.
Yes.
Because I remember the story and being like, wow.
Yes.
Speaking of that, we got to clear some dates on our calendar. Sorry. I know our dude, Alejandro Solano, who's coming in next. He's clearing his calendar, too. May 21st, 24th, 25th, 26th, Kaseya Center.
Bad morning.
It's bad morning. Oh, 4 nights. Doesn't mean the tickets are going to be cheaper. 4 nights, though.
Because, the station ain't going to give you anything.
And not for an indoor concert. No. Although, Mijo, if you're listening, we love you, Mijo, from Power 96.
Nah, they're going to
keep
DJ Zog.
They're
going to keep themselves. Don't worry. That's why I'm going to whoop their ass in fantasy.
I just need two.
I need two, too.
I'll sit in the Raptors. I don't care if I'm on the last row.
I tell you this right now, Mijo. You gave me 2 tickets for bad money. I'll sit all my starters.
Mijo, you can win this league if you give me 2 tickets for bad money. I'll take a dive.
My starters.
Take a dive. He already beat me this season,
I already beat his ass.
He beat me pretty bad. Nonetheless, he beat my 4 points, so nonetheless. Man, two tickets. Now, Bad Bunny does have a new album out. It's not, you know, the stuff that we usually play here, like Después de la Playa, Our Party, Our Titi Mi Pregunto. It's more, they say trap. He's getting back to his trap roots, which to me means a little bit
That's
slower.
What a lot of people were saying, that it's going back, he went back to his trap.
It's more about slower, more about the message and the words that he's singing, which to me is not that good because A, I like the booty dance and get down music, and B, mi español es malo. So it's kind of hard to follow sometimes. But I'm going to give it a listen. It's probably a grower, as they say. The more you listen to it, the more you love it.
Okay.
But Bad Bunny, that last album, man. Bangers. Okay, we'll see. I listened to Monaco the other night. It was a little slower than I thought, Bad Bunny. Come on, Benny. Help us out. Did you know Loch Ness Monster's home over there at Lake Loch Ness is still one of the most visited spots in the United Kingdom, Vlad? Something or nothing.
You're not going to see him. Why are they going to the man's house?
They got pictures.
Yeah, like the same way they had Bigfoot the other day?
They got pictures.
There ain't no pictures, man.
I got pictures.
It's nothing.
That means it exists.
No, it doesn't.
I'm talking about something else. A woman's sister is mad at her for picking a baby name without getting her own sister's blessing. Something or nothing.
Wait, what?
So a woman had a baby and named her baby, and the sister's now mad because she didn't ask her sister, like, hey, I'm thinking about naming my baby this. What do you think? The sister's mad. Even though it's not her baby and she's not a surrogate.
She's upset because the sister didn't ask her.
Yeah, for her blessings to name the baby what they
did
wanted.
Did you sleep with me to have this baby?
Just saying.
Yo, people got, man, whatever. Why don't you make your own baby?
I know, and she wasn't a surrogate or anything. So
no, that's what I'm saying. Why don't you make, no, when people have craziness like that, that's because they probably can't find a man or not going to have a chance to have their own baby. So they really, man, listen, I've seen it within my own family.
Uh-oh.
Where, you know, a cousin has a little baby, and then all of a sudden everybody's, they all the women start getting baby fever, and they start realizing, oh, I can't have a baby no longer. And they go overboard as if they're the surrogate mother or if they're the second mother.
Right.
No, get your own.
Kind of like this story, or maybe you don't. A woman, she withdraws wife privileges because her boyfriend will not propose to her. Something or nothing.
She what?
Withdrew wife privileges.
What do you mean? She's not giving him none?
No sex, no cleaning, no cooking, none of that.
Because?
He won't engage. He won't propose. If you don't want to be my husband, if you don't want
I already
to be your
got,
wife.
But guess what, my mom's, I already got it before we were engaged.
Yeah, like, but you can't take it away.
You can't take it away all of a sudden. I'll just move on to the next one.
There you go. Now, obviously, you don't want to marry her.
Clearly, he doesn't want to marry you. So, yeah, but you already gave up the milk, but baby. Moo moo.
A husband's mad because he can't do what he wants to do after having kids. Is that something or nothing?
A husband is mad.
Can't go out with the guys, can't get drunk, can't hook up with other women.
Of course it's something. All men who have kids have to go through.
Somebody was telling me the other day, like, you know, everything changed when we had kids. He started going out and partying and getting wild. And I'm like, I thought it would be the opposite. Like, if you have kids, you're supposed to be like, all right, I got responsibilities now. I can't just be like willy-nilly partying with people. I don't know.
Maybe he was our boy.
I didn't want to tell her. I was like, you might have some deeper problems if your man's staying out on it. She said he didn't come home one night. I was like, and he's hanging out with his coworkers a lot. I was like, oh. Mm. I looked at the person I was with, and she was like, no, you keep your mouth shut. And I was like, I ain't getting involved. Don't let me be the voice of reason in this situation because it ain't going to be pretty, mama. Speaking of mamas, a mother bans her mother-in-law for babysitting after she changed the grandson's diaper, but the mother feels as though it was an invasion of the baby's privacy. Something or nothing.
Mm.
I mean, it's the grandmother. She can look at his ding-dong. He doesn't know the difference.
I'm just saying. It's nothing. I really get, it's weird out when families start acting ridiculous over because of grandbabies, over children that are born into the family. Like the one where you're saying, oh, I'm upset. Like the sister being upset that her
right.
her expecting sister didn't allow her to help picking a name. Like, yo, why don't you find yourself a man? Huh? Pick yourself a man.
Yeah, get yourself a baby and name it. Yeah, whatever the hell like, you want. Geez, you don't need my blessing.
And although now this, like, come on, man. People are stupid.
Sergey kind of got me. He says the problem is she wanted to name the baby Dan Day. Well played right there. Also, this woman that's mad at her mother-in-law kind of boxed herself in because she just lost a free babysitter.
I know, right?
You're not about to be around my child anymore. Your grandchild anymore. Okay. enjoy that $20, $30 an hour plus refrigerator privileges and, you know, whatever else happens in the house. I don't know. 1 hour away from Dolphins pregame. Vlad and I are going to get you the pregame next here on 560 WQAM.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.